walking meditation or standing meditation. Other times, when you lying down, at that time also, feet, upper body. Close your eye. Breathe not. Don't do deliberately the breathing. Look at your mind on the abdomen. Mind, not I. When you breathe in, you are rising, falling is main object. Vibration, movement, just aware main object. Sometimes our mind cannot stay a long time. At that time, you cannot, if you think of something, no thinking. If your mind wander from the objects, mental notes, wandering, you are going to a certain place. Note that object, going. If you arrive there, not arriving. And then, as you are thought, you meet a person. Not meeting or seeking, know you are mine. What happened? I'm mine. It's called Chaitanya-nupassana. Meditation of mindfulness. In sitting meditation, sometimes sensation can arise in your body or in your mind. If you arise sensation in your body, pain, itching, focus on the sensation of pain or itching, aware on the sensation until disappear. Our duty should not until disappear. It disappear, this is called virena nupasana of mindfulness. Sensation of mindfulness. Sometimes you can hear the sound. At that time, you can note that object also. Note and then disappear. If disappear, go back to main objects. No rising. This is called Dhamma Nupassana. Can arise four objects occasionally. Understand, we should know that object. What happened to this object? We should know. It's called meditation. It's called passion. Not soul, no self. Just physical phenomena. You focus the pain. What happened to the pain? You will see yourself. Every moment we should aware. Because of these defilements, we get many sufferings. We should dispel this defilement. And therefore, present moment objects. Defilement can arise in our mind. Is this very beautiful? Dispel defilements, falling. At the time you get concentration. If you get concentration, if you get inside knowledge higher and higher, you can reach liberation. If you want to get concentration and wisdom, your body action, verbal action are pure. This morality supports concentration and wisdom. These three training we call the teaching of the Buddhas. Now you follow the teaching of the Buddhas. The Buddha in his disciple, three kinds of training: morality, concentration. They reach enlightenment. They escape from suffering. Now you also follow the teaching of the Buddha. You also go their path, their way. If we didn't follow the teaching of the Buddha, we cannot reach. Now you follow the teaching of the Buddha. Not everybody can practice meditation. Not practice meditation. They cannot do any wholesome deeds. If they cannot do wholesome deeds, if we look at outside the world, you can get inside knowledge, wholesome mental state. You can reborn higher existence, at least human existence. You will never reborn lower existence, woeful existence. So easily, these three sessions, one step.